A Bay Area state senator angered environmentalists before the legislative session began when he filed a bill that would block the collection of developer impact fees for 3 years. Bradenton GOP legislator Mike Bennett says the way impact fees are imposed are totally unfair and inappropriate.
We would like to slow it down a little bit this economic time. Take a hard look at coming up with some balanced approach to collecting impact fees. I do believe we need impact fees. I don't believe that we need to have $40,000 impact fees on a single family home. I don't think we got to go like California did and put a $110,000 impact fee on. You know, you take a $30,000 impact fee, that adds roughly at today's market rates, roughly $200 a month to somebody's brand new house payment. There may be another way to generate the same amount of revenue and spread it more equally, where everybody pays their fair share.
Hillsborough County environmental activist Denise Lane says Bennett's bill is of a piece with other proposals that aim to deregulate the building process this year.
That and a lot of other pieces of legislation are aiming at cutting out process or reducing review times of process, and that's not our problem. They're trying to fix the wrong thing. In the name of economic stimulus, it's not going to stimulate any more economic recovery in the state by doing what they're doing with the impact fees, with streamlining this bill in the House, with streamlining all these processes, in effect, are eliminating a lot of process. It's a myriad of mentality up there this year. I just do not understand, because this is not going to help Florida. It's going to hurt us once the development starts again.
The foreclosure crisis has hit Florida hard, with some economists saying the state has a two-year glut of housing right now. Senator Bennett acknowledges that there's no need for much new housing, but thinks the state should approach the development process with a scalpel and not a hatchet. He said his bill, SB 630, and others in the legislature would knock out duplicity and what he says are extraneous government costs.
You want to build a new project, you go down and see the local county planning department. So the local planning department, they look at your plan, and then they send it out to their local DEP, and then they send it out to their local transportation, and then they send it out to the local utility people. And after you do all of those approvals, then you go to the county commission, and the county commission looks at it one more time and says, okay. So now you've already had about five agencies already look at it. Then, because it's a big project, they send it up to the state of Florida to have the, up to the regional planning council. So the regional planning council now looks at all of the different same things, the exact same things that the other guy just looked at. They verify that the government paid engineer who looked at the roads, that government paid engineer is reviewed by a government paid engineer. And then the one who looked at the environmental, we've got a government paid environmental engineer looking, reviewing a government paid engineer. And it goes on and on.
Activist Dee Lane says that impact fees are based on the price of a house and the size of its square footage. And she says that the problem for infrastructure is growing in the state, not shrinking.
Impact fees are a way of that development paying for itself. Of one of the ways of it doesn't pay 100%, but without those fees, the taxpayers have to pay for that person's house. And that's not fair either.